only item, or our first item, is to review the agenda for tonight's meeting. So we'll first begin with, before I go into that, want to excuse Mayor Smith, who is out of town. And we have Councilmember Summers phoning in. Are you there, Councilmember Summers? Or did we get him in yet? I guess he's not in yet. All right, then we will continue with reviewing the agenda. So page number 2, do we have any comments, questions? Page 3. Was I counting too fast for you, Dave? Okay. Page number 4. Number 5. All right. What do you got for us, Ed?
Good afternoon, Vice Mayor, Council Members. Item 6D, we're going to delete off the agenda for tonight. We'll bring it back at a later council date. We're in the process of responding to a protest. And we just want to complete that before we move forward.
Okay, so 6D will be deleted.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Do we have anything on page 6? Page 7? Page number 8? Well, then with that, we will go back to our agenda. Do we have any reports on meetings or conferences attended? Go ahead, Councilmember Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. This past weekend, actually through today, I was at the International Downtown Association Conference in Milwaukee, and there were some excellent presentations that are relevant to our community. Their keynote address was on the role that hospitals can play in downtown areas and in promoting sustainable communities. They also had some very interesting sessions on what cities are doing with public markets that are also combining with the healthcare industry to help educate people on eating healthier, creating community kitchens, creating tourist destinations. You may have seen the Pikes Market or the market in Reading, Pennsylvania. Milwaukee has a new public market that was built and opened and operated by their business improvement district, also in partnership with the city. The other excellent presentation talked about the role of the arts in fostering downtowns and in economic development. Many of the things that we've been doing were reflected in their comments, and there was again encouragement of communities to look at live workspace in downtowns for artists, both to encourage residential development as well as economic development in the community. So it was a very worthwhile conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other reports? This last weekend, I was participated in our Arizona Sister Cities Conference, where Mesa Sister Cities was actually the host. Part of that was the 9/11 concert that was in the Aikida Theater. We had a very good response to that. As with all the activities taking place in our art center over the weekend because of opening the season, it was the free weekend. We had a tremendous turnout with that. So thank you to all who were involved with that. Go ahead.
The downtown also did their motorcycles on Main. It was quite interesting seeing the new constituencies that were attending downtown. So you had a bunch of motorcycles and leather, and these guys walking around, and then you had the arts patrons, which also, I think some of them wore leather too. But it was really neat to see those groups mingling in downtown, and I think there's probably 4,000 or 5,000 people downtown. So kudos to the arts, to the Mesa Arts Center, and our cultural department, and to our downtown merchants group that's worked really hard on putting good events together. It was exciting. I walked up with a friend. The first thing they said was, "That's something you don't see every day." I said, "What's that?" He said, "People in downtown Mesa."
Well, and our downtown eateries were very pleased and happy with the activity that they had. It was very good. Let's see. Also, Saturday night, I went to Valley Forward Awards, where they give recognition for environmental excellence. And we received an award. Actually, I went in the capacity as vice chair of Metro Rail Board, and Metro Rail received the big presence award for the opening of light rail, which has far exceeded expectation. And I will report that we are considerably ahead of Phoenix on our end of rail competition for September, so that I can get Vice Mayor Simplot to come and clean our station at the end in October, because I just don't think they're going to catch up to us. So no other reports. Then do we have any scheduling of meetings, Jack?
Yes, Vice Mayor.
I will mention, too, our city manager is not here, and Jack Friedline is acting in his place.
Thank you, sir. This Thursday we have a September 17th, a study session at 7:30. Also that evening we have a Building Stronger Neighborhoods for District 2 at 6:30 at the LDS Church at 1345 East University Drive. Monday, a week from today, September 21st, we have a public safety meeting at 3:30. And that will be followed by a study session and a council meeting. And on Thursday, September 24th, we will have another study session at 7:30, and that will be followed by an audit and finance committee meeting.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have any scheduled speakers ready?
No, Mayor. Vice
no. Mayor. Then with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. All right. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We will convene upstairs in about 25 minutes. Thank you.